Okay, today's daf is Makos Daf Dalet. We are holding on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We are at the second wide line on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisha ben Neumann, Zechus for Shlema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have for Shlema Besoch Shar Cholei Yisrael. We are in the middle of going through the five different statements of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of his Rebbeim. We have Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So we're going to discuss, we did the first two yesterday, we're going to do the next three. One relates to opening up a beged on Shabbos, or opening up a barrel on Shabbos, opening up bottles on Shabbos. Then we're going to have a machlokas, whether water that looks like wine has a din of water or has a din of wine when it comes to passeling a mikveh, because Gimelugin of Mayim Sheuvin apostles of mikvah. Then we're going to have a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Chia, whether in general, we're going to point out that a machlokas amarayim of Rav and Rabbi Chia, whether in general we follow chazusa, we follow what something looks like, or we follow what it actually is, we're going to relate that to machlokas tanayim between Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Rabbanan. The Gemara is also going to talk about a different issue relating to Tara. If a barrel of wine, of water falls, or wine, we're going to have both, falls into the Yama Gadol, and then a person is Tovel. Do we assume that he's being Tovel the Yama Gadol, or do we assume he's only being Tovel in that water or wine, which with obvious and clear nafkaminas la'alacha? Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph is going to record a machlokas whether Edim Zomim get both Kasher Zomim as well as Malkus Filosana, or they only get Kasher Zomim and that cancels out any Chiv Malkus that they would get for anything else. And the Gemara is going to explain each shita, what each shita is based on in the Pesukim. We're then going to have a machlokas tanaim, whether the reason that Nosar doesn't get Malkus, that there's no Malkus for the Yisra of Nosar, is because it's Lav Anitaklasei, or is it because it's Lav She'in Bo Maisa? And we're going to derive Lav She'in Bo Maisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, gets Malkus from, we're going to try to figure out where Rabbi Yehuda gets the idea that a Lav She'in Bo Maisa gets Malkus. The majority opinion in Tanaim seems to be the Lav She'in Bo Maisa ain't looking, so he must have some limud. The Gemara is going to have three possibilities of what his limud might be. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have a machlokas, which pasuk teaches us the azhara for Edim Zomim, and which pasuk teaches us that there's a requirement of hachraza by Edim Zomim, that one has to announce, that Beis Din has an obligation to announce when people are guilty of being Edim Zomim. So let's begin at the second wide line on Daf Gimlam Beis. V'omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Haposeach Beis Hatzavar B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatas. If a person opens up a neck hole in a shirt, in a garment on Shabbos, he's Chayiv Chatas, meaning the beged was unusable before, now you have made a hole in it so that you could put your head through, so now it's a usable baguette. One is Chayiv Chatas for doing that. Says Rashi, why? What malacha is this? Says Rashi, Shetikein Kli, that you're misakin kli. Then Rashi just points out, what in the world does this have to do with makos? What is this? Why are we mentioning it here? Hay dinak lahacha mishum da amar Rav Yehuda la'el hamal v'aschaver l'asr shanim v'osvei Rav Kahana. So nakalami l'kulu hanachmil d'shmaitin damarin Rav Yehuda v'osvei Rav Kahana. Since the first statement of Rav Yehuda in the name of one of his Rebbeim was questioned by Rav Kahana, so we're not quoting every statement in Shas that Rav Yehuda says in the name of one of his Rebbeim. That makos would be a much longer misakin. If we did that, we're choosing those that Rabbi Yehuda said the name of one of his Rebbeim, and then Rav Kahana asks on it. So this is one of those examples where Rav Kahana asks on it. But be that as it may, the way Rashi understands is that the issue is one of Tikkun Mana. So the Rishonim said, obviously it's Tikkun Mana. Well, of course, meaning this is classic Tikkun Mana. It was unusable, and now you've made it. So the Rishonim suggest that the Chiddush is that one might have thought it's the Malach of Korea as well. But no, it's not Korea, because Korea is only Korea al menas litfer. It's only Korea when you're Korea with the intention to then be tofer afterwards, which makes it all the more interesting that the Rambam in the 10th Berak of Hilchos Shabbos includes this together with the malacha of Korea. He records this halacha when he discusses the halachas of Korea. So it sounds like he holds that even though it's not almanas litfar, you're chayiv. So the understanding that the achronim have in the Rambam is that, yeah, Korea Almanas Litvar is just a way, a hechitimtza, of how could Korea be a tikkun? Normally, Korea is a kilkul, and makalkel is potter. When you do a destructive act on Shabbos, it's potter. When is tearing ever a constructive act? So that's why we always say Korea Almanas Litvar. When is Korea a constructive act? When you're tearing so that you can re-sew it. But Korea can be a constructive act if you're tearing a hole so that you can put your neck through the, you can put your head through the hole and wear the beged properly. So you don't need it to be almanas litvar in order for it to be a violation of Korea in the eyes of the Rambam. So that seems to be, now the Rambam l'chora, some of the Achronim, the Mefarshei Rambam point out, would also agree that it's tikkun mana, meaning it's hard to deny the tikkun mana aspect of it. He would also agree that it's a violation of tikkun mana. That's what Minchas Chinuch writes, that you have to say that it's chayiv mishum. Tikkun mana is not one of the malachas. Makah bepatish is. Tikkun mana is a violation of makah bepatish. So you'd have to say that it's a violation of makah bepatish. And the truth is, you have to say it because it's the only way the hemshech of the Gemara makes sense. The Gemara says you open up this hole in the beged, you're chayiv chatas. So it only makes sense, the next line is only going to make sense if you assume that the chiyuv is not about Korea, but it's about tikkun mana. Why? What does the Gemara ask? Why is this any different than opening up a sealed barrel, where apparently you're not chayiv for opening up a sealed barrel, but there's a havamina that that's going to be korea? That's not korea when you're opening up a barrel. Oh, but it might be tikkun mana if the barrel was unusable before, and now you open it up and you make it usable. That's going to be that could have been tikkun mana. So why isn't that tikkun mana? But opening up a hole in the beged so that you could wear it is tikkun mana. Amalei zeh chibur v'zeh eno chibur. Big difference. That when it comes to the Beis HaTzavar, it was totally closed, and you made a brand new opening. But the magufa of the chavis, the opening of the barrel, was already it was a barrel, it was a cover, and the cover was sealed onto the barrel. But it already was a barrel and a cover. That's the issue with opening up bottles on Shabbos. This is part of the issue. Are you being misakin mana? Are you creating any new kli when you open up barrels on Shabbos? Rav Shlomo Zalman has tshuva about this in Hilchos Shlomo and is quoted in all the Hilchos Rav Neuwirth and all the others. Quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman about this, that there's a chilik between metal covers of kelim, metal bottle caps, and plastic bottle caps. Nowadays it's very hard to find metal bottle caps. You have certain cheap wines old grape juice bottles or something that might have metal bottle caps, but the concern is that it's not that you're making the bottle was already a kli, that for sure. The bottle was a kli before a bottle cap was ever put on it. You're not making it into a kli. The concern is that you're making the bottle cap, that it never was a usable kli before, and by you opening it up, you're turning the bottle cap into a usable kli. So the way the metal caps were made, it was that there was a flat sheet of metal that in the factory the machine just presses it on to the bottle cap, so it was never, till you unscrew it, it never becomes a usable kli. Whereas a plastic bottle cap is already in the shape of a cap, and then it's pressed on. So some of the Acharim are not so pleased about that either, because there's a ring that comes off of it, and with that ring on it, it's not a usable bottle cap. But only once you open it up and the ring comes off, only then does it become a usable bottle cap. And they're choshesh that might be a nisadaraisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman was not so concerned about that. He thought that it's already a bottle cap, it has the basic tzura of a bottle cap, and therefore the plastic bottle caps are mother. I think Mori Varabi is, Rav Shechter is machmir about this issue, but I think most of the poskim tend to follow Rav Shlomo Zalman on this issue and are makel about the plastic bottle caps. But that's this sugya, that's this exact issue of magufa sachavis, that if it's a separate kli already, and it just happened to be put on tightly, so then it's not a violation of tikkun mana. Now the next statement of Rav Yehuda in the name of one of his rabbeim, Vam Rav Yehuda Marav, Shloshes lugin mayin shenafel letochem kortuv shel yayin. Let's say we know the halacha is that three lug of mayim sheuvin passels a mikvah. So let's say you have three lug of mayim that a kortuv of yayin had fallen into, umareyan kemare yayin, and it looks like wine because the wine is red, the wine is colored. So you don't need so much of it to color three lug of water. So it looks like wine, and then v'naflu lemikvah. Then they fall into a mikvah. Do you say that that's called
three lugin of water that passes a mikvah? Or do you say, no, that's three lug of wine. Three lug of wine doesn't pass a mikvah. Lo pasluhu. That does not pass the mikvah. That is Rav's shita. It's wine and it's perfectly kosher. Maskav l'Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana asks on Rav, v'chima ben zeh l'meitzeva. Why is this any different than water with some food coloring in it? Ditnan Rav Yossi Yomer meitzeva poslin as a mikvah b'shos lugin. And we know the halacha is that water with food coloring in water that's just colored water would pass the mikvah. So what difference does it make whether it's colored with food coloring or whether it's colored with wine? Either way, it's still three lug of water. The difference is, what do people call it? If people call it very diluted wine, so then it's wine. But if people call it colored water, then it has a din of water. Why should that be the issue, what people call it? So the Ritva says, fundamentally, that's not really the issue. Fundamentally, it's not really about what people call it. It really is about the chazusa. It really is about what it looks like. But if people call it water, it's a din midrabanan. We're afraid people are going to confuse that for regular water. That's how the Ritva understands. Lechora is not the pashup shan in the Gemara, but that's how the Ritva understands that once people call it water, that's not megala what it really is be'etzem, but that is at least leads to a concern that it would easily be confused for water. Vatani Rabbi Chia horidu es hamikvah. So ask the Gemara, but wait, Rabbi Chia holds that it does pasul the mikvah. So it's nice that Rav wants to tell me that the wine-colored water is not going to pasul the mikvah. Rabbi Chia apparently disagrees. So Rav lo kasha ha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri ha Rabbanan. This machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Chia, is a machlokas tanan between Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Rabbanan. When you have wine-colored water, do we look at what the color is, what it looks like, or do we look at what it actually is? And since there's actually three lug of mayim, it's going to be a problem. That is a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri in the Rabbanan. Where do we have such a machlokas? Titran. The machlokas appears in the following Mishnah. Mishnah in the seventh parak of Maseches Mikvaos. Shloshos lugin mayim chaser kurtuv. Now this is critical. That's a critical phrase. You have just under three lug of water. So you don't actually be'etzem have three lug of water. Shenafel tochan kort of yayin umarein kamari yayin, and it gets colored by wine. So remember, this is different than the case that Rav and Reb Chia argued about. Rav and Reb Chia argued about a case where you had three lug of water and then it got colored by wine. No, over here we're talking about you have 2.9 lug of water and now it gets colored by wine. Now it's three lug with the wine and the water together, but it looks like wine. Venafel the mikvah lo pasluhu. It does not pasul the mikvah. But the mashmaus is that had it been three lug, even though it looks like wine, it would pasul the mikvah. That's the diuk. And we're therefore saying, when Rabbi Chia says that it pasuls the mikvah against Rav, he's following this shita. This shita that says lo pasluhu is the shita of Rabbi Chia that pasuls. Because this shita is saying it's only lo pasluhu because it was 2.9 lug of water. Had it been three lug of water, it would have pasuled. So that's the shita of Rabbi Chia. V'chein gimel lug in mayim chaser kortuv shenoch l'tochem kortuv chalav. Similarly, 2.9 lug of water that some milk fell into. Umarein kemare mayim. And it looks like water, because milk is white. V'nafel l'mikvah, falls into a mikvah, lo paslu, does not pasul the mikvah. Meaning, the Tanakhama says, I don't care what it looks like. It could look like wine, it could look like water. I'm interested in what it is. If you don't have three lug of water, it's not going to pasul the mikvah. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer HaKol Holech HaChar Mara. I only care what it looks like. Everything depends on what it looks like. And therefore, it's Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. He would say that if you have 2.9 lug of water, that you're mashlim the three lug with milk, and it all looks like water, that will pasul the mikvah. That's a major chumra. But it'll also say Lekula, that if you have three lug of water, three full lug of water, and you put some wine into it, and now it looks like wine, won't pasul the mikvah. It's going to be perfectly kosher. That's a kula. But that's the shita that Rav is following over here. Where Rav, in our case, said you started with three lug, but now you've colored it a wine color, that's going to be perfectly kosher. That's the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So says the Gemara, are we certain that we're expressing the shita of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri properly? Meaning the way we're expressing it is that the Tanakhama was talking about a case of 2.9 lug of water, and therefore therefore the Tanakhama says, I'm only concerned about what it is, I'm not concerned about what it looks like, and Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, I'm only concerned about what it looks like. But we're not so certain that that was actually the case. Hamibayu Bayula Rav Papa. Rav Papa really wasn't so certain that that's the way we're supposed to read the Mishnah, that that was the case of the Mishnah. Debayu Rav Papa. Rav Papa wasn't sure. Rav Tani Chasr Kort of Beresha Aval Shlosh Lugin Latanakama Pasli. Did Rav read the Mishnah the way we just read it? That the Resha was talking about a case of 2.9 lug of water, and the Tanakama would therefore say that even though it's 2.9 lug, it's going to be kosher when wine falls into it. But had it been 3 lug, it would have been pasul. And Vasar B'yochan Lememra Kol Holich HaCharmar, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri disagrees and says we always look at what it looks like. V'Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, in which case Rav is just passing straight like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that if you had 3 lug of water with wine in it, the Tanakama would say that it's pasul. So Rav disagrees with the Tanakama. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says it looks like wine, so it's kosher, and Rav agrees with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Oh, Dilmar, maybe not. Maybe we read it all wrong. Maybe Rav lo tani chasr korta bereisha. Maybe Rav didn't have the girsa of the very first two words on this amud. He didn't have the words chasr kortav. Maybe the way Rav read our Mishnah is that the Tanakama is talking about a case where you have 3 full lug of water and wine falls into it, and still it doesn't passel the mikvah. And in which case, both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri would say that if you have 3 full lug of water and wine falls into it, it doesn't passel the mikvah. What are they arguing about then? What would the whole machlokas be? Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri ki palig, asefu de palig. They're arguing about the case where you have 3 lug of water and then milk falls in. That's the whole machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry, 2.9 lug of water and milk falls in. That's the case that they're arguing about. Where the Tanakhama would say that 2.9 lug of water and milk falls in, it's still only 2.9 lug of water. And Rav would say, no, now it looks like 3 lug of water, so it has a din of 3 lug of water and will passel the mikvah. Rav da amar kedivrei akol. But if that's the way he reads the Mishnah, then Rav would follow everybody. So why are we so quick to say that the machlokas Rav and Rabbi Chia is really the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? Maybe Rav could tell you, all you have to do is take out those two words, chasr kortav, and I follow every Tana. I follow the Tanakama and I follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So Rav Papa wasn't sure. Maybe that's the way Rav learned it. So says Gemara, yeah, Rav Papa mi baile. Rav Papa wasn't sure, but l'Rava pshitale. Rava was pretty certain about this. Rava was sure that Rav kept the words chasr kortav in the Mishnah and therefore only followed the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, but does not align with the sheet of the Tanakama. Now, when this whole conversation goes on, Amar Rav Yosef lo shmi'ali hashmeita. Rav Yosef comments, you know, I never heard anything about this. I don't know anything about this sugya. So Amar Abaye reminds Rav Yosef, Atamrit lo nehalan. Yes, you do know about this sugya. You taught this sugya. You taught us this sugya. V'achi amrit nehalan. The Rav lo tani chasur kortav bereisha. You taught us that Rav does not have chasur kortav in the reisha. Rabbi Yochanan seif apolig. Rabbi Yochanan Uri only argues about the milk case, but in the wine case, both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan Uri would agree that even if it started with 3 full lug of water and wine fell in and it looks like wine, that it's not water. It's going to be kosher in the mikvah. V'Rav damar k'divrei akol, and therefore Rav holds k'divrei akol, meaning you, Rav Yosef, said against Rava's understanding of Rav. You said that. So essentially, we have 3 understandings of how Rav read the Mishnah. We have Rava, who was certain that Rav kept the words chasr kortav in the Mishnah. We have Rav Yosef, who was certain that Rav did not keep the words chasr kortav in the Mishnah, and we had Rav Papa, who wasn't sure, who didn't know whether Rav kept the words chasr kortav in the Mishnah or did not keep the words chasr kortav in the Mishnah. An unusual conversation, though. Rav Yosef says, I never learned this sugya, and Abayi says, well, you're a liar? Well, you did learn the sugya? So Rashi points out, no, not a liar, Nebuch, Rav Yosef chala v'shachach talmudo. Rav Yosef got sick and old, and he forgot his learning. V'yabayi maskiro mashekible menu. And Abayi was a loyal Talmud. The Shibrei Luchos also need a kavod. So Abaye was still mechabed Rav Yosef, and every time he needed a little bit of help, he would remind him of the things that he said, because Rav Yosef was sick. That's what Rabbi Friend likes to say over the Vard. I don't know who he quotes when he says it. The Mishnah at the end of Soto, when it says Mishmeis Rabbi Batla Anava. So the Gemara says Amar Rav Yosef Al Tisli Anava Da Ika Ana. Don't say that Anava is gone because I'm still around. So everyone asks, what kind of humility is that, to say that I'm still around and therefore there must be anivus? So Rabbi Friend said, no, it's based on this idea that Rav Yosef was trying to say that why would a person be a bal gaiva? Because they think it's kochi votzim yadi. They think whatever they've accomplished is because they've accomplished it. They don't realize that it's all because of a gift from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem nasan v'Hashem lakach. The same way Hashem gave you the gift, Hashem could take away the gift in an instant. So Rav Yosef says, al tisni anav, not because I'm an anav, but if there ever would have been someone who could have taken pride in his accomplishments and learning and being migdolei amorayim, it would have been Rav Yosef. But this is Rav Yosef when he was already a shever kli, when Rav Yosef was already a shivrei luchos, and he was saying, al tisni anav, don't say anav, da'ika anav, as long as people could look at me and they could see how Hashem nasan v'Hashem lakach, they could appreciate that whatever accomplishments they have is only from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and there's no reason to have a sense of gaiva. So that's when Rav Yosef got his learning, when he got sick. So what's the excuse for the rest of us, right? And forgetting, but that was Rav Yosef forgetting his learning because he got sick. So Am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Now the final statement of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav: Chavis Malei Amayim Shenafel Liyama Gadol. If you have a barrel full of water that falls into the Yama Gadol, Hatovel Sham, someone who tovels right on that spot where the barrel fell in, Lo Ol Salo Tevila. Now a barrel of water by definition means Mayim Shuvin, because it's in a kli, it's a barrel, so it's obviously Mayim Shuvin. Someone who tovels in that spot, his Tevila did not work, because we Rashi points out, we're Choshesh, he says, Shema Kol Mayim Shayu B'Chavis Omdim Yachad, that all the water that was in the barrel is sitting in that one spot. V'Shema Bazer Rosh Ruba B'Mayim Shuv V'Zechem Nenapolsin Asachuma. And maybe that person really was Tovel mostly in the Mayim Shuvin. So that's why it's the Tevila is not going to work. Chashinan L'Shlo Shalugin Shloyu B'Makom Echad. The Gemara says we're Choshesh, and that's Rashi's Gisa. We're Choshesh that the Mayim there's three lug of Mayim Shuvin in that one spot. Tosos is bothered by this, because Tosos says, you know, there is a din in Hilchos Mikvaos called Hashaka. You know, when we tovel, we're tovel in Mayim Shuvin, because we're machshir the mikvah through Hashaka. There's a bar somewhere else that actually has the initial mikvah waters, and then the waters at some level touch each other through a pipe. The waters in the pit that one is tovel in, where they change the water, and that's how they're able to clean it, touches the water in the bar. So there is such a concept called Hashaka. We don't only use Hashaka. We use a few different methods to make it kosher. But one of the methods is, that's one of the questions of whether it's enough to use just one of the methods, because if you go in Masada, there are mikvahs there, and we see that they only used Hashaka. They didn't use any other, they didn't use Zriya. I think it was only Hashaka to kosher the mikvah. So why are we so machmir? Why do we have to be so machmir? Maybe you could rely. So that's a question about archaeological evidence in Halacha. When you find something, do you just say, okay, so we found it, so now we know what the halacha is? The Gemara has such a discussion in Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara says that there was machlokas how the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol looked. Did it have, was it two lines that said Kodesh Le on the bottom and Hashem on the top line, or was it just one line? So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi says, I was in Rome and I saw it. I mean, I don't know if he took a tour of the Vatican or something. He said, I saw it, and it was one line. It said Kodesh La Hashem, and the Rambam Paskins, two lines. So it's but the Rambam says, then the Rambam adds, but if you make it one line, it's kosher, and once they did it, once they made it like that. So he apparently felt that the archaeological evidence doesn't pass in the halacha, but you at least need to explain it. Okay, so it's not so hard to explain why they weren't machmir for every single chumrah in mikvaos and masad. It probably wasn't so easy to get water up there and to do construction up there. So we could be more machmir, and it's not moti laz al rishonim when we're more machmir in our mikvah constructions. But so, but Tosus is bothered over here. What do you mean, the three lug of mayim shuvin? There's hashaka. So that's Tosus kasha. But Rashi understands that we're still choshesh, three lug of mayim shuvin remains Mayim Shuvin and remains Tame in that spot. So Vidafka the Yama Gadol, but only the Yama Gadol, the Kai Vikaima, because the Yama Gadol stays in place, the water doesn't move. Avnar Bialma, but a normal flowing river, low, then there would not be any such concern. As soon as the water goes in, it just flows away, so you don't have to worry that the water that you dipped in is the Mayim Shuvin that had just fallen there. Tanya Namiya, Chavis Malaya Yayin Shanafali Yama gadol. We have a brayse that says just like this: if you have a chavis full of wine that falls into the yama gadol, hatovel shamlo also lo tevila. Someone who tovels there, his tevila doesn't work. We're afraid that it's three lug of shuvin in one spot. And similarly, if you continue that case, meaning what happened, the wine fell into the Yamagadal. So there's a barrel full of wine fell into the Yamagadal. A tame person then tovels in that spot. So now that wine that's in that spot has become tame from the person. Instead of the tvila being mitar the person was mitame the wine. And then a kikar shel truma falls in that wine. So now that kikar shel truma is going to be tame. So it says, my v'chein, what's the chiddush? Obviously, if once you tell me that the guy wasn't tahar, so obviously he was mitame the wine. So then obviously it's going to be mitame the truma. What's the chiddush that it's mitame the truma? So now, ma'u d'te ma'hasim uki gavra chazake, hacha uki truma chazaka. One might have thought that, we would have a din of a suffix. So we would, meaning whether or not the wine was already washed away or not, has a din of a suffix. And therefore you would treat the person, you would go back to the person's chazaka, and his chazaka before he was tovel was a cheskas tumah, but the truma before it fell there was tahar, so you would give the truma the cheskas tahara, so you would think that you would follow the chazaka. Kamash Malan. The Achronim raised the question, sounds like a good havamina, meaning why not? Why not follow the chazaka? Isn't all of this just a chash? So in the Siach Yitzchak he explains that yes, it's true that each one would have a chazaka and that the whole thing's only a safek, but we can't give a psak where it's an inherent stira, meaning it's going to be very confusing to people to say that yes, this person's tevila didn't work and therefore he was mitame, we view it as if he was mitame the ayin, but then when kikar actually touches the ayin, that's going to be that the kikar is going to remain tahar, even though that should be the halacha, that it seems like a tarti disastrim psak, and that's going to be very confusing for people. You have such a notion sometimes in Shas that we're man de makshir ba, makshir bebita. Right? The Gemara in Ksubis says, the Mishnah in Ksubis, that a mother may have, may not have a cheskas kashrus, but the mother may have a cheskas kashrus, the daughter may not. But man de machshir ba, machshir bebita. If you're going to be machshir the mother, you have to be machshir the daughter, because otherwise it looks like a tarti disastri in psak. It looks like an inherent contradiction in the psak, and we're not willing to do that. We're not willing to give an inherent contradiction in the psak. So over here, we're going to be machmir on both ends. Now Rashi and Tosafos say that the chavis of yayin fell into the mikvah, and memela, the kikar that falls there after the tame person, should become tame because of the yayin that fell there. But let's say it would have been a chavis of mayim that fell into the mikvah, then it wouldn't be shaykh to be metame the kikar, because water does not become tame from a person, meaning a person is not going to be metame the three lug of mayim, because even if it didn't get mixed in and it's omid b'fnei atzmam, the hashaka with the yamagadol would have been metahir the water, meaning the water, the band doesn't have the capacity to be metame the water. And this is once again a difficulty, because the Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Mikvos quotes this din of kikol shel truma even in the case of chavis shel mayim that fell in, and he says chavis mleya mayim shnafel yam hatovel sham lo also lo tevila lo also lo tevila, and kikar shel truma shnafel sham nitma b'mayim hashuvim, the kikar shel truma becomes tamei because hamayim omdim sham, and that mayim is tamei mayim. So the Mishnah Melech asks the kasha, how could the kikar become tamei? The water doesn't become tamei from the tovel, it becomes tar through the ashaka with the rest of the water. So the Achronim try to be miyashev the shita sarambam. They quote a shita of Moshe Adarshan that's quoted by many of the Rishonim, that the why is it that Yama Gadol is different than any other water? Meaning we say the chiluk between Yama Gadol and Naharos. So this is a machlokas Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim understand the difference between a river and the Yam is that by the Yama Gadol the water is stagnant, the water doesn't move. By a river the water is always flowing, the water is always moving. So if something falls in, it's just gone the next minute. That's the Rov Rishonim understand that way. However, all the Rishonim quote Rav Moshe Adarshan, who said, no, it's about the saltiness of the water. water, that salt water and sweet water don't mix easily. That's the whole chiluk between Yama Gadol. Big Nafkamina would be a stagnant mikveh, right? You have a stagnant mikveh, but it's sweet water. So what if other water falls into it? So that lechoru would be a Nafkamina. So the Aruch Lenar suggests maybe that's the pshat in the Rambam, that he holds like Rav Moshe Hadarshan, that it's all about the sweet water that mixing with the Yama Gadol, which is Mayim Meluchim, it won't have a Din Ashaka, because there's no Torah's Bittel, as long as there's no Taroves. You see, by two waters that are both sweet, so then you could have a Din of Ashaka. Water that would mix would have a Din Ashaka, but it just happens to be stagnant, so it's not mixing so well, so then you have a Din Ashaka. But water that wouldn't mix, because one is Mayim Meluchim and one is not Mayim Meluchim, then there wouldn't be a Din of Ashaka at all. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan suggests to, not the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch Lener suggests to Bimiyashev the Shitas HaRambam. Okay, new Mishnah. Me'idin anu b'ishponi shechayv l'chaveir m'sayim zuz. Two people testify that Reuven owes Shimon 200 zuz. V'nimtzu zobmin. Then the Edom are found to be Edom zobmin. So what's their punishment? Well, certainly they got to pay the 200 zuz. But lokin u'mishalmin. They also get malchus for testifying falsely. Shlo Hashem amvilin de malchus mivilin de tashlumin. Because it's two different psukim in the Torah that are mechayiv the malchus and the tashlumin. The Divrei Rebbe Meir. That's Rebbe Meir Shita. V'chom ramim kal mishalim ein aloka. The Chum disagree. The Chum say that if you're mishalim, you're ein aloka. That if you're paying, then you're not going to get malchus. And the assumption is that you're going to be paying. Rashi raises the issue. You know, kal mishalim ein aloka, as the Gemara is going to explain, because of Kedei Rish Asa. We darshan that you can only be chayiv one punishment. But Rashi points out that the Gemara in Ksubas asks the issue, so why mamon? Shouldn't the punishment be malchus? Meaning when you chayiv malchus and mamon, that it should be just the mamon. I would think that it should be the malchus. So he says, no, the Gemara says that we have a beferish drasha from the pasuk in the Torah that Edom Zomim pay mamon. That when Edom Zomim pay mamonis, they pay mamon. Okay, so the Gemara over there has a drasha that it has to be that way, that Edom Zomim pay mamon. The question is, are they also chayiv malchus? So that Rameir says, yes, they're also chayiv malchus. And the Chum say, no. Second case in the Mishnah, very similar, but not exactly the same. Me'idin on b'shploni shu chayiv malchus. The testimony was not about mamon, the testimony was about malchus. So, chayiv malchus arbaim. V'nimtzu zomim, lokin shmonim, mishum losan v'reacha et shakur, mishum asisim lokasha zomim, div Rameir. Rameir says 80 malchios. One for the losan v'reacha et shakur, for the false testimony, and the other for kasha zomim. V'chamrom in lokin el arbaim. And the Chum say, no, they only get 40 malchios. There is a discussion in the Achronim in the first case of the Mishnah. First of all, it's interesting, the Tur only quotes the first case of the Mishnah. For some reason, he doesn't quote the second case of the Mishnah. Beis Yosef leaves it as a tzarachin. I don't know why the Tur left it out, he says, but the Tur leaves out that second case for some reason. But it is interesting, the Achronim raise the following suffix in Lamdus, the Achti Ezer and others, that what if you have two Edim that testify that someone owes somebody a pruta, an exact pruta. So Oda Alachabi, they're found to be Edim Zomim. So we said, Mishalshin B'mamun, we learned yesterday, right? So each one would only have to pay a Chatzi pruta. So what would the Chachamim say when the Chachamim say Kala Mishalim in a loka? What would they say in that case? Would they get Malkus because they're not really being Mishalim? You can't call that a Din Tashlumin. Meaning, what the way they say the Lamdus is the idea that in a loka a Din in the Chiyuv or a Din in the Tashlumin? If it's a Din in the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Pruta. And in fact, if one of the Edom can't pay, the other Edom would have to pay the full Pruta, because the Chiyuv of a full Pruta is Chal on the Edom. So good, so then if it's a Din in the Chiyuv, so then they're not going to get Malkus. Or is it a Din in the actual Tashlumin that they do, in which case they would get Malkus? Oh, it's getting late. So it says the Gemara Amud Beis. Bishlam of the Rabbanan Kedei Rish HaSoksin. I understand, according to the Rabbanan, Pasuk says Kedei Rish HaSo, Mishum Rishach HaSat HaMechayiv HaTamechayiv Mishum Shtei Rishayos. So I understand, you're only going to be Chayiv for the Kasher Zomim, you can't be Chayiv Malkus on top of that. El Rameir, my time up. Why does Rameir think you can? So Amar Ula Gamar Mi Moti Shemra. He learns from Moti Shemra that sometimes you get Malkus and you have to pay. Ma Moti Shemra Loku Umishalim, Afka Loku Umishalim. This whole Kasha is only on the first case where you get Malkus and have to pay. The idea that you get multiple Malkios is not strange at all. That we find all the time. In fact, there are going to be several Sugyas in this Masechta that discuss how a person person could do one Avera and be Chayev, 4 Malkios, 5 Malkios, 6 Malkios. How do you win the Avera contest? How do you get the most impactful Avera that you could get so many Malkios? So that's not so strange. We're asking about Loka Mishalim. So he says, yeah, we have a precedent for that as well. We have Motzi Shemra, Loka and Mishalim. I, frankly, Mari Kellen from Motzi Shemra. Mal Motzi Shemra Shekin Knas. Motzi Shemra is a Knas. Well, Sarvelok Rabbi Akiva, Dam Reidim Zomen Knasuhu. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, Edim Zomen is also a Knas. So you can learn from Motzi Shemra. Just like Motzi Shemra, you get both. Edim Zomen, you get both. Ika demasni lahadu ula aha. Some had ula statement in the following context. Titania, a discussion of nosar, the issur of nosar, of leaving basar carbon beyond the zman that you're allowed to eat it. Lo sosir mi menu ad boker, va nosir mi menu ad boker, veish to sorb with the basar says, whatever you leave over, till the morning you have to burn. The Torah specifically gives an assay of burning it in case you violated the los assay of leaving it over. Lomar, Shein Lokan, I love the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, and that's how you know there's no Malkus, because it's a lav and itikla assay. The Torah specifically gives an assay to fix the lav, and that's why there's no Malkus. Rabbi Kiva, Omer Lomar, Hashem Uzer. Rabbi Kiva says, I agree there's no Malkus and no sir, but not for that reason, not because the lav and itikla assay, El Mishm Davle, lav Shein Bomaisa, Vikal lav Shein Bomaisa in Lokan. Love. How does one violate nosar? By not doing anything, just letting the carbon sit there. So it's a lav shein b'maisa, a lav shein b'maisa. You don't get malchus for. But the fact that Rabbi Yehuda insists that it's because it's lav anita klase makes it sound like lav shein b'maisa would not have convinced him. It would not have been enough of a reason. Mechal de Rabbi Yehuda suffer lav shein b'maisa lo kan alav. Makes it sound like Rabbi Yehuda holds you do get malchus for a lav shein b'maisa. Minale, where does he see that? So the Gemara is going to have three possibilities. Possibility number one: what's the source for Rabbi Yehuda that you get malchus even when there's no maisa? Amarula gamar mi motzi shemra. He learns it from motzi shemra. What did the motzi shemra do already? He said some words. He said this girl wasn't a besula. He said some things about her. Ma motzi shemra lav shemra maisa lo kan love. Just like motzi shemra, there's no maisa, there is malchus. Avkal lav shemra maisa lo kan love. We use that as the model, as the paradigm. Everything else that's a lav shemra maisa, you can also get malchus. No, you can't learn from motzi shemra. Ma motzi shemra shken lo kan mishalim. Motzi shemra has its own chumra. In that, motzi shemra gets two punishments. It's loka umishalim. So you see that Motzi Shemra is like its own parsha. You can't learn from Motzi Shemra. So says Gemara, okay, possibility number two. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get the idea that you can get Malkus for a lav shein b'maisa? Ela Amar Ish Lakish Kamer, Meidim Zomim. He learns it from Meidim Zomim. Meidim Zomim lav shein b'maisa lo kan alav. Avka lav shein b'maisa. And look, Avka lav shein b'maisa lo kan alav. Meidim Zomim. All you did is you said some words, you said some edus, you didn't do any maisa, you still get malchus, so to every lav shein b'maisa. Says Gemara, Eidim Zomim shkenin tzrich hasra. Eidim Zomim has its own chumra that it doesn't require hasra. So you see that Eidim Zomim is an exception. It's not really the rule, so you can't, you see it has extra chumras, you can't learn lav shein b'maisa lo kan alav from Eidim Zomim. So third possibility, says the Gemara, why don't we put Eidim Zomim and Motzi Shemra together and learn from the combination of the two. Motzi Shemra Yochiach. Motzi Shemra should be Mochiach. That Motzi Shemra does require Rasua, v'chazra din. Lo rizek rizeh, lo rizek rizeh. That the chumra of each one is different. Had tzad shavish behen, the tzad shav of Motzi Shemra and Eidim Zomim is that lav shein b'maisa, v'lo kan alav. Both of them are a lav shein b'maisa, you get malchus for both of them. Av kal lav shein b'maisa, lo kan alav. So anytime you have a lav shein b'maisa, you get malchus. Frak the Gemara, but malat sara shavish ben shekein knas. But maybe these are both exceptions because they both have the same unusual chumra in that they're both a knas. That makes them different. So says Mara, halo kasha. Rabbi Yehuda lo sabla Rabbi Akiva. Nah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Edom Zomim is not a knas. It's machlokas to know whether Edom Zomim is a knas. Rabbi Yehuda holds it not a knas. Okay, maybe then it's not a knas, but each one has a reason that it's an exception. Meaning, Edim Zomim is unique in that it does not require asra. Motzi Shemra is unique in that it's a knas. So each one has something that makes it that Motzi Shemra is unique in that it's lokan and mishalman. So each one has something that makes it chamur. So you can't learn a tzad hashava from them. So Rabbi Yehuda tzad chamur lo parach. Rabbi Yehuda says no. That's the whole idea of tzad hashava. That they can each have a tzad chamur as long as it's not the same tzad chamur, you can learn a tzad hashava. The question is, what's the havamina? Meaning, what's the other shita? How, why would you say tzad chamor paruch? So actually, before we move on from there, so we said that that Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with Rabbi Akiva at one point, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that Edom Zomim is not a knas. That so it sounds like Rabbi Akiva holds that Edom Zomim is a knas. Does not hold that a lav shein mamaisa, that you get malchus for a lav shein, that holds that it is a kenas, would say that you does not hold lav shein mamaisa lokin alav, because then you'd be able to derive from this limud. So frekt tosos, Rabbi Akiva is going to say later on that someone who's mekayim klayim bekerem gets malchus, and the Aruch explains. So it must be that what's mekayim klayim bekerem? It's a lav shein b'maisa. You just leave klayim in your vineyard. So Tosa says no. The case must be mekayim klayim bekerem must mean not just that you leave klayim in your vineyard, but that you've built a fence around the klayim in your vineyard, and that's called a maisa. That would be called doing a maisa, and that's where Rabbi Akiva holds to get malchus, because Rabbi Akiva really holds a lav shein b'maisa, you would not get malchus on mekayim klayim is where you build a fence. That's what Rabbi Zilberstein. Zilberstein discussed in Chashuke Chemed, what if you have the Rambam Shita is that you don't get Malkus for the Lav Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzah and Pesach, because it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. You don't do a Maisa, you just happen to own Chametz. So there's a discussion, what if you lock the door? Is it now a lav sheyesh b'maisa? I didn't buy the chametz on Pesach, so is just creating a protection around it called the maisa of the iser. So he thought that maybe you could bring a raya from this tosa and say yes, that it's called the maisa. That mekayim klayim is by building a fence. So maybe by chametz, just locking the door. He has a reason to suggest that maybe the raya is not such a great raya, but we'll pick up from there tomorrow, Bez Hashem.